counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
Hey, it's Cecil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Thanks for joining us for another week, another countdown on the way to your ears right now through your radio. Me and Brian right here to give it to you. How's it going, Brian?
It's going well. How about yourself?
It's going well. Like, you're, everybody must think you're a robot because your responses seem
I thought,
so...
I thought it was a normal way to respond to that question.
No, you're right. You're good. You're good. We are going to count down the top 20. I'm well, thanks. Actually, I didn't even answer your question.
Rude.
I just made fun of you. Sorry. Yeah, so it's good.
I was doing well. How's that for a response?
Okay, that's good. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. In this hour, the first 10, next hour, the top 10, and it all comes from earshot-online.com, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You should go check it out. Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, brought to you by the National Campus and Community Radio Association every single week, and the main feature of this website would be its National Top 50, of which we count down the top 20 and bring you selections from all of those albums, and we're about to dive into that. But how is that list made? It is made up by over 30 campus and community radio stations' top 30 charts. They're all compiled into the National Top 50. We also have specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, lots of countdowns of the whole month and the year, as well as features including reviews on the website right now for Ken Mo, Joyful Talk, and more. Lots of artists that we played on the show, and there's also a couple of recent interviews on there as well from Fake Tears and Wool Worm, and coming up soon there'll be a new interview with Tokyo Police Club, so you can find all that and more for free at earshot-online.com.
Sounds like a real blast.
It's cool stuff.
It is good times. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you, and we will do it in the form of a feature. We'll play something from the latest release and we'll give you an interview, and we are happy to do that as part of a segment on the show. So please reach out to us. We haven't really had any features over the last couple of weeks, although we came off of
busy summer.
Yeah, busy summer. Lots of involvement in festivals. I'm always hopeful that at some point we'll become so big that they'll actually fly us out to be
so unrealistic.
To live host do the show live on location. And just be there and maybe even host one of the shows. Like, it'd be, hey, the guys from the Earshot 20, we got to get them.
I'd like to live in your head for a while. Sometimes you have such grandiose.
I've also had some incredible ideas that,
would ever say that Anthony Inman shoots low.
No, it's always pie in the sky. and then I get brought down to just a piece of pie and I eat it and I cry myself to sleep. And Ben and Jerry's, but anyway, so yeah, we did have a lot of involvement with festivals. Of course, Sappy Fest again this year. We were really excited to be part of that. I'm sad we actually didn't get to do the show live in Sackville, but it was fun nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And Pop Montreal involvement with them as well, which was super fun. And we're always looking for more. So if you are a festival promoter or you're putting on some kind of show and you'd like us to get involved, we're happy to do that too. We'll interview some of the artists, we'll interview you, we'll give away some tickets, give away some swag, we'll give away whatever you want, your car. If you want us to give your car away, we'll do it. So all kinds of opportunities for you to get involved with us.
Yeah, no, though, there's some good stuff coming up in the near future, so we'll have some cool features in the very near future.
What, Brian?
There was one I was going to reach out to this week because I was like, I really, really like this band, and I thought they were going to do really well in the charts, and they were sort of towards the lower end of our countdown, and then all of a sudden they shot up to number 2 this week, and I was like, oh.
Ooh.
Just took a little bit of time for them to pick it up, but we'll definitely, that was the band I was going to reach out to this week, so I didn't get around to it, but next week hopefully. And there's some other lots of cool stuff and lots of new artists putting out stuff now that we're into the fall now. So,
and of course, always there's always some albums, because we get new stuff jumping into the top 20, we always say goodbye to some albums, and you've got it so eloquently put here on giving us the scoop. I can't bring it back now. It's done. I can't call it the scoop anymore. But anyway, you go ahead.
Yeah, there's lots of new stuff this week. We say goodbye to a couple of releases, at least for this week, to make room for five albums that we haven't heard from yet this week. So lots and lots of new stuff. Fake Tears go from number 20 to number 28. Rah Rah were in the charts last week. At number 18, they go down to number 25. The Soul Jazz Orchestra dropping down to number 30. They were at number 6 last week, and they were on our program for quite some time.
It's a big drop.
Yeah, big drop, but they might find their way back in. Braids were at number 17 last week. They've been in and out of the program. They're at now at number 43 this week. At number 16 last week, down to number 45 is Gregory Pepper and His Problems. They released Chorus, Chorus, Chorus down at number 45. And from number 12 to down to number 35 is Yukon Blonde. And those are the ones that aren't on the show this week. But as I mentioned, as a result of that, that means there's tons of new stuff that we're going to be bringing you over the next 2 hours.
Woo! All right, let's do it. Let's get it started. We'll begin at number 20, obviously. Sometime, I think this actually would make for a good April Fool's show. We just start at a random number and we randomly do the charts throughout the episode. I think that would be fun. And then halfway through, you and I will switch voices.
How to switch voices? How? What do you mean?
I'll become you and you'll become me.
Like literally through magic or science? Yes.
Yeah, magic or science or a little bit of both, really, it could be.
Anyway. All right, well, yeah, there are two debuts this week as well. They're both in the first hour and one of them kicks us off. It is a band that you might be familiar with. They were Steven's pick at one point or another several weeks ago, and it is the new release on Buzz Records from Dilly Dally. They have a new album out called Soar. If I'm not mistaken, it is their debut, and you're going to hear a track from that one called Which Man. Well-renowned Canadian hip-hop artist Chaos is into the charts, debuting at number 25 last week was his newest record for Dine Alone called Can't Fly Without Gravity. And at number 19, you're going to hear the single from that record, Wild for the Night, Ego Land. And as I predicted, you pushed me for a prediction last week about what would make its way up, and I hesitated, and I didn't play your games. I didn't fall into the traps, but I did say that it was pretty likely that our Polaris Music Prize winner from the week four would possibly re-enter into the charts. And we find the awesome Buffy St. Marie at number 18, Power in the Blood. That one's coming out on True North Records, and you're gonna hear a track from that one called We Are Circling.
So you're a smart guy.
I'm not sure if I even said anything else was coming up, or I don't remember. I know you were pushing me.
Yeah, No. Guess. You didn't make a prediction last week, but you did say that. So you're a smart man. I like it. Here is Dilly Dally, and it's Which Man, not which as in which one, which as in, you know, the cauldron and the broom and all that stuff flying through the air. So Which Man, Dilly Dally, you're number 20 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Just have your way. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
West Coast, East Coast, this is illegal dose.
Yeah.
East Coast, West Coast, the religiousness.
Uh-huh.
Blast off, rock up, feel the, here we go.
Cheat with a bitter belt. Peep, 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 peep when I be the man. Back with three coot when I'm in a man. Don't you cheat, think that I'm at a plus. Got three coco when I'm in a bus. Got cute, cute, cute with a coat with an over cute. But you can pop the bubble with us. Huh. Back with the info. They took you hook, line, sinker, low. All these verses sound so slow. Rappers let my people go. Focus, focus, make it last. Rock MCs and I take the stash. Watch this face and evade them, fake them. Let's make this fast. Crown watching, flopping, plotting, hope raising, stocking. This game ain't saying nothing. Hip hopping is Jeffrey Dahming. So down dumbing. The village no longer slumming. But I've been bombing since Sunday morning. The coming.
You thought that you would have it easy. You weren't even supposed to see me. But now you got me wild for the night. This thing is out of sight. It wasn't even supposed to happen. You acted as your own assassin. So now you got me wild for the night. This thing is out of sight. Get it right.
Yeah, what's up, Toronto? I'm Johnny Depp, like Tano, the Aboriginal man. You'll pass me the bottle so we can celebrate Titato. This is my motto, that you too can get it. Like Bono, fly soprano, a tenor that sings staccato. That one in the talent lotto, you commercialized my style. Took it to town, then you drove around a while. But now I want it back with some interest on the cow. Chicken bone me, chicken bone me, chicken went foul. And did you know, whenever I go, my style is wide open. Computer rap, took it back to the crew, enemy attack. Watch it, don't let me make it back. Rocket so futuristic, black. Cocky suit, cut a okie dokie. No face, no face, make it crack. Dr. Chang made a mental funky, like a funky headed act. Dag, woke, dag, jack, 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 jack. Time's running out, yo, time's running out.
You thought that you would have it easy. You weren't even supposed to see me. But now you got me wild for the night. This thing is out of sight. It wasn't even supposed to happen. You spit your calculated fashion. So now you got me wild for the night. This thing is out of sight. Get it right.
Team.
sacred. This is sacred. We are circling, circling together. We are singing, singing our hearts all. This is family. This is unity. This is celebration. This is sacred.
That was We Are Circling by Buffy St. Marie, closing out our first set of tunes this week from Power in the Blood. That is re-entering the charts at number 18. For that, number 19, up for number 25, Chaos Can't Fly Without Gravity is his latest. And you heard a track called The Wild for the Night, Ego Land. And we kicked it all off this week with Dilly Dally. Their new record is called So It Comes Our Way from Buzz Records. And you heard a track called Which Man.
Perfect. We're taking a break from the charts now to head to the phone lines, as we do every week. We've got music news lined up for you, and it's being brought to us from Exclaim magazine. Stephen Karlick is the senior editor at Exclaim, and he is a friend of ours here on the program. And Stephen, as always, welcome back to the Earshot 20. Good to have you again this week.
As always, it's my pleasure.
And how are things at Exclaim? Are you a well-oiled machine as always?
Yep, we got feet on the street and ears on the ground and music in our ears.
That's pretty good.
Not bad for your first try.
Yeah, that should be your tagline. All right, well, we will talk about some of that music news that you are having people out beat the streets for, and that will all kick off right now with news about Chilly Gonzalez, who had some words for Hozier.
He did. The Canadian piano master known as Chilly Gonzalez, he's been giving listeners a new perspective on pop music with his Pop Music Masterclass video series, where he takes on tracks by everyone from Daft Punk to Taylor Swift to Drake, talks about everything to do with those songs. The musician has now taken the time to break down Hozier's hit Take Me to Church, as you all probably know if you've been in a supermarket for the last year, and he's come to the conclusion that it may well be a Feist ripoff. In the latest video for the series, he delves into the, quote, spiritual sound of Hozier's tune and points out its waltz-like construction. As he plays the track, Gonzalez notices its similarity to funereal music and then makes a connection to How Come You Never Go There, which is a track from Feist's 2011 album, Metals. Quote, it's almost the exact same thing, he says. That's a crazy coincidence that my good friend and musical little sister Feist, with her song How Come You Never Go There, had the exact same idea to use those chords and that slow triple time as Hozier. Gonzalez makes his stance clear when he makes a rather dad-like joke. take me to church, maybe Feist should take him to court. You can see that video at exclaim.ca. He's got upcoming concert dates in Toronto and Montreal if you live in one of those cities and want to catch him. Otherwise, get to the web and weigh in yourself.
Yeah, that does, it does sound like a dad joke, a joke definitely my dad would make, for sure. So it's quite a coincidence. I'll have to give it a listen. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'll have to check it out. I always like to hear those. I always like to do the compare and contrast thing when someone says that a song sounds like something else, because then you're either like, oh, I don't really get it, or, oh my God, yeah, it does, and then it blows your mind. So
right, yeah, you can't unhear it.
Exactly. All right, we've got more news, and we're flipping over to a story about Rage Against the Machine apologizing for what they are saying maybe might have been a mistake of theirs.
Yeah, well, so for all the good Rage Against the Machine did, from instilling a generation of youths with a political mindset to delivering a then mind-bending blend of hard-edged sonics and hip-hop grooves, the band's legacy also includes a flood of rap-rock renegades, a bunch of sort of bro-y bands like your Limp Bizkits and your Linkin Parks and such that came in their wake. Not, I guess, unlike all the awful bands that came in the wake of Pearl Jam, who some people like for some reason, but that's another story. Now for that, Rage Against the Machine bassist Tim Comerford has come forth with an apology. In an interview with Rolling Stone, he's now actually apologized for being responsible, he feels, for that wave of rap rock. It apparently stems from Limp Bizkit having praised Rage Against the Machine in concert last year when they performed their 1992 instant classic, Killing in the Name. Durst apparently delivered a heartfelt onstage speech in which he said the song was, quote, dedicated to the rap rock band that started this shit. Apparently that makes Comerford feel pretty awful. He said, quote, I do apologize for Limp Bizkit. I really do. I feel really bad that we inspired such bullshit. The bassist, who currently plays in Whack Rat and Future User, thought that Limp Bizkit had called it a day. They have not. They're actually still active. But he did say, quote, they're gone now, though. Comerford also went on to say, that's the beautiful thing. There's only one left, and that's Rage. And as far as I'm concerned, we're the only one that matters. So we've been having some fun with this one at work. We reached out to the internet to see what everybody else thought was the worst rap rock band to have come out of that that movement. Because I don't think it was Limp Bizkit.
No, I didn't even know. I honestly didn't know that Limp Bizkit was still active. So that surprises me. But I wasn't really into the rap rock growing up. But it is it's funny nonetheless that they kind of think that that's their responsibility, that such a band came out after they started.
Yeah, well, I mean, Durst himself said that they started it, so
yeah.
Kudos. Well,
there you go. All right, we've got one more story that we're going to jump to before we get back to the charts, and that is some news about the Strokes, and if you are a fan, this could be really big news for you.
It could be. It remains to be seen, but apparently, so garage rock revivalists, the Strokes, you probably know them and either love them or used to love them. They haven't released an album together since 2013's pretty lackluster Come Down Machine, but the band did reveal over the weekend that they have plans to give it another go in the studio. Playing under the supermoon at the inaugural Landmark Music Festival in Washington, D.C. on September 27th, frontman Julian Casablancas made an announcement towards the end of the set. He said, quote, we'll be back soon and we'll be back in the studio, to which the crowd obviously cheered quite loudly, and Julian sort of responded back with them and then played the classic Take It or Leave It to end the show. Guitarist Nick Valenti's wife then took to Twitter and confirmed the news from the festival with a tweet of her own. She said, Julian let the cat out of the bag, and that, of course, that cat is, of course, the news that that they may be making another album. It has been a while since their last one, and a really long while since they released a good album, in my opinion. Casablancas recently canceled a bunch of shows with his new band, Julian Casablancas and the Voids. So who knows what's next for the band, but we're keeping our ears on this one.
Well, could be big news, and I know a lot of there'll be a lot of people who will be pretty excited about that release if it does come to fruition, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, we have more of the charts to get to, so Stephen, we'll get you to stick on the line, and we'll join you again in the, or you'll join us again in the second hour of the program. But right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
We're
going to
hear from Old Man Luca. This week at number 17, down just two spots, is Domestic Eccentric. You're going to hear a track called Chester Boat Song. And after that, dropping two spots, is Battles Day, debuted at number 14 last week. They're now at number 16. Their newest record for Warp Records is called Lottie Dottie. And you're going to hear a track called FF Bada.
Of my wooden boat make way, brings pride to my name. It was in the 1960s that I came up from the south, the armies of my own land put ashes in my mouth. I settled down in Chester in an old house by the bay. There I heard the calling that I still heed today. The old man who owned my house before he passed on left a little dory in the yard, half a gun. I daydreamed my first summers that it was finished and was red. I rode out on the ocean in my head. And it's heave away, boys, there's mystery in the grain. And every board of my boat that would curl under my plane. It's haul, my bully boys, it's not a life of fame. See the lines of my wooden boat make way, brings pride to my name. Finished off the dory with the help of magazines. I bought the tools, I met the folk who were every bit as keen to see the naked keel laid out and later fastened stays. Work my native hands in wood and think of old time ways. It's heave away, boys, there's mystery in the grain. And every board of my boat the wood curled under my plane. It's haul, my bully boys, it's not a life of fame. See the lines of my wooden boat make way, brings pride to my name. Long lifetime since I come up from away. I worked on boats, I stayed afloat, I live from day to day. Well, folks move to the city, but I move the other way. As Tanguk lies, I heave a sigh at home in my home bay. It's heave away, boys, there's mystery in the grain. Every board of my boat that would curl under my plane. It's haul, my bully boys, it's not a life of fame. See the lines of my wooden boat make way, brings pride to my name.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 16. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was FF Bada by Battles. Their newest Lottie Dottie is at number 16. That's down two spots from its debut last week. That one is from Warp Records. And on True North Records, it's Old Man Ludica from Domestic Eccentric, down two spots also this week to number 17. And we heard a track called Chester Boat Song.
Awesome. I love that Lottie Dottie. But it sounds like something you say when you're burning somebody, like, well, Lottie Dottie. You know, it's like very good. So it is the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's national countdown show of the campus and community radio charts from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. It's October, and I actually just thought of this. At the very beginning of the program, we kicked things off with Dilly Dally, Witch Man, and that was a good song to pick to kick off October because Halloween falls in October. I don't know if you did that intentionally, but that was good. But good job.
Is that your caution this year, Witch Man?
It is now, but I don't know what a Witch Man is, but I'll figure it out. I always find Halloween interesting. As I get older, I find it more and more interesting because it's not socially acceptable for me to go trick-or-treating anymore. But I really don't want to go to parties anymore. I mean, now, that being said, you're having a child. So I feel like I could go out with you.
I'm totally going out this year. That's what I always said as a joke to people. That, you know, my wife and I, as child, is due on the 24th. And I was like, oh, we'll go out.
Why not? You just take little baby Cleveland out and you
My sister actually said that was one of the things she's super excited about, is that she gets to go out on Halloween again because she'll want to take my daughter.
Perfect.
And she's not joking. She's definitely excited.
We'll all come with you. We'll all have bags and we'll be like, no, just more. Just everybody gets some. Oh, it's, but I don't find it's acceptable anymore to, like, you know, I'm 28 years old, so it's not acceptable for me to go trick or treating as much as I'd want to. Who doesn't love candy and
free candy.
You're right. That's the part you're missing. And the little bags of chips. Always love those. But the thing I hated getting was apples when I was a kid. Now I'd love it. Like if I get a couple apples in the run of an evening, I'd be like, that's awesome. Love an apple. But back when I was a kid, nope. The best things to get were like the chocolate bars, liked the bag of chips, hated Cheesies. Mini sips were also where it was at.
Mostly I was upset by raisins. I would still be upset by raisins now because I don't like them.
Take your kid out and like it's like, you know, eight days old and you're just like, somebody gives you a box of raisins and be like, really, come on, chocolate, let's go, because that's what's good for a baby. Anyway, it is coming up on Halloween. I always think every year that it would be cool to do a Halloween themed episode, but I don't know how that would ever work. I think I just have to talk like this the entire time, like now what's coming up.
It's also the same week as our funding drive episode, so it's like you'd have to do a weird funding drive Halloween mashup, I guess. I don't know.
It would be something. It's something to think about. Something to think about for sure. Anyway, what do you do for Halloween? Let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Notice I didn't say I was going to post a question because I never remember to do that. But if you let us know, we'll give you a shout out next week on the show. That's how I'm going to do this from now on. If anybody contacts us on our Facebook page, I'm just going to give them a public shout out the following week, but I'm never going to commit to asking a question for a poll because I never do it. I always forget. So if you tell us,
I feel like it could just be our ongoing joke where
it's just
hey, like, I'm going to do that. And then you just never do. And
exactly.
No one expects you to, and they know you're not going to.
Yeah. Yeah. Except now somebody's going to call me out on the Facebook page and be like, how are you going to put that poll up? What's going on here? Anyway, we've got more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Number 15 and number 14. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at those spots.
All right. Kurt Vile's latest on Matador Records debuted at number 45 last week. It's called Believe I'm Going Down. And it rises all the way to number 15 this week. You're going to hear a track called Live Like. And then Candy by Babysitter from their self-titled newest record on Psychic Handshake drops just one spot this week to number 14.
You definitely planned this. Witch Man, Candy, I like it. Okay.
I didn't.
Here's Kurt Vile. Number 15, stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you. life like mine. Well, I'll be doing it, baby, all the time. To do so, you gotta roll with the punches. Jump from the sweetest to the toughest of me. Baby, you don't think that I'm a talking tree. Baby, what y'all tell you, it's all I ever
to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Shut up.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track called Candy. That one is by Babysitter. Their latest record is also called Babysitter, and it's at number 14, down just one spot from number 13 the week before. And debuting at number 45 last week, and now at number 15, it is Kurt Vile. His latest is called Believe I'm Going Down. And you heard a track starting off that set called Live Like.
All right, we've only got three more tracks before this hour is complete, and the first 10 of the top 20 all finished up. And I'm really excited. We've got a debut in the bottom 10. This 10, it's at number 11 spot. Two debuts. Who was the other one? Oh, yes, we did at the very beginning. Sandwiched, even. It was number 20 and number 11. Although you could technically consider Kurt Vile a debut for us, because we didn't hear it before, because it wasn't on the top 20. Yeah, okay. My theory's all blown to crap, so I'm just...
You don't know what you're talking about.
Nope, just go ahead.
Just go ahead. All right, at number 13, rising back up to that spot from number 19 is Slim Twig. His latest is called The Thanks for Sticking with Twig. Here's a track called Roll, Red Roll, Song for Steubenville.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Celebration! 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 too.
Celebration, 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 celebration.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a track from Ott, our second debut this week. Is their newest record for Constellation Records. It's called Sun Coming Down. It is their sophomore release, and you heard a track called Celebration. Will it make it to number one? I think it has a fair chance, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. Definitely a really popular group who had a super awesome debut, and people are already in love with this record as well. Before that, at number 12, down from number 4 was Teen Days. Valley of Gardens was the track you just heard from Morning World. And we kicked off our final set of this hour at number 13. Up for number 19, it was Slim Twig, Roll Red Roll, Song for Steubenville from the album. Thanks for sticking with Twig.
There we go. First 10 of the top 20 complete. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland in studio as well. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. We count down the top 20 from the national top 50 of earshot-online.com. And we do it every week, right from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. That's where we record and we broadcast first. Every Friday from 5 to 7 Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks for tuning in and stick around. In the next hour of the program, your top 10, the lowdown, Steven, and more. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.